Okay, hello again, everybody. This is Lou Abbott, your host for our webinar. I've got 8 o'clock straight up here on the East Coast, where we are located anyway. I want to welcome you to our webinar this evening. It's how to put the net into network marketing. And I hope there's a little bit of renegade in you if you're here this evening. There probably is, because if you're interested in network marketing, multi-level marketing, this may open up some extraordinary new vistas for you and ideas that you can use to take your business to a whole new level, perhaps even a level that you hadn't even imagined before. So let me introduce, who is here. First of all, my name's Lou Abbott, and I am the author of MLM, The Whole Truth, and the website by the same name, MLMTheWholeTruth.com. And I have the privilege of hosting this call with two very interesting people that have a lot to say. And let me tell you first, if you're looking at the screen for the webinar up in the upper left-hand corner, that's Dr. Ken Evoy. And I have the privilege of just meeting him and learning about what he has to offer to the world in just the last couple of months. But Ken is from Canada. And interesting background, he's a doctor, an emergency room physician, and he spent, years with a toy company. He's created like 20 toy creations, kind of unusual for a doctor to also be a savvy businessman, but he did that. Most recently, though, he's become the CEO of a company called SightSell Incorporated. And SightSell Incorporated, you know, is a remarkable site. You could say it was a hosting site, but that would greatly underestimate it. You could say it was a site that helps people, teaches people how to build internet. But if you put all that together into a rather remarkable business building system, web business building system, that's what Ken does. And has some insights about that that tie into network marketing that I think you're going to find fascinating. Also, we've got here Ann Sieg, and if you're here, you probably know something about Ann, but I'll share a few things that I've learned about Ann since I've met her back in June of this year. But Ann's got a long, long background in direct sales and party plan companies, has done extensive work with multi-level marketing companies, traditional multi-level marketing, so she cut her teeth there, and she spent years, building a multi-level marketing business the traditional way, as we might say, before she broke through to new levels by using the internet. And she found that when she could use the internet, not only could she break through to new levels, but she taught her team to do the same thing. By the way, both Ken and Ann, I have found, are excellent, excellent teachers. They're both very, very strong at that and excel in it in many ways. So they've got some great stuff to share with you. Now, let me give you a couple things about our webinar here this evening. We are, first of all, by the time this is over, about within a half hour after we finish, there's going to be a release of a newly revised, updated, a whole new level of sophistication, Renegade ebook. And for many of you that are here, you've probably purchased a copy. You get the upgraded version for free. You can download it from the back of your office. For those of you who have not read The Renegade Network Marketer, you're going to find that it's going to be a tremendous experience. You'll get a little introduction into that tonight. And I think it'll give you some concepts that'll really open your thinking to a whole lot of new ideas. And for any other reason you may be here, I think you're going to find a great deal of information. So we've got a lot of good information to give to you, and so we're going to jump right into it. And maybe we should start with Ken and how did you guys end up meeting anyway?
Hi, Lou. It's a pleasure to be here. Actually, it's kind of a story that's based on success. I get a daily affiliate report, including the top affiliate of the day, and we'll send an email out to that person, making contact, encouraging, finding out what they're doing that's new and unusual. And after, I would say, about 3 of the 5 or 6 days in a row worth of emails, the people turned out to be part of Ann's organization, people who had bought her book and then went over and bought Site Build It, started building a site and started representing Site Build It. we started realizing we should find out more about this Ann Sieg person. Network marketing has interested us for a long time. It's made for the internet, and somehow people haven't figured out how to really use it well. Mm-hmm. So I called Ann. We had a wonderful conversation. Our thinking was just so much in tune. Got to her website, got her book. The book resonates so well with what we say about network marketing and how all the things that you're taught to do offline can really be done 1,000 times better online, without a lot of the negative stuff that happens online, offline, that we just decided that we really belong together. We're really two kindred spirits coming at network marketing from two different points of view, and the network marketing pro, and SiteSell really is the company for internet marketing to show really average people who aren't tech savvy but who know something about something how to build a successful site online, and more than that, how to build a truly profitable ongoing business. So it was just a perfect marriage, and you might say it was lucky, but really it was based on the success of Ann's people.
Well, I'm pleased to be able to help them, the two of you guys, take this information and this good business alliance you've put together here and introduce it to everybody. And maybe we should back up, though, and just tell us, I mean, this is all about marketing, right? How were you taught to market? When you went into multi-level marketing, how were you taught to market?
Well, I just want to let people know I have a PowerPoint presentation here, so I'm going to follow along some points, bullet points. And I did email out a PDF. If you did print that out, you can have that handy to take notes in. And then as Ken gives his comments, I've also given some space there on the PDF as well for you to take notes during Ken's segment. But we're going to go back down memory lane, and for some of you, this may be where you're currently at. And by virtue of doing this, I want to, for your benefit, walk you through the marketing principles that took me out of the, for lack of a better word, the old school of MLM and into the new school of MLM, a paradigm shift of sorts, and that being by virtue of the internet is really the mechanism that was able to move my business to that level. So I'm going to go rather quickly through this, but for your benefit to really go through some good marketing principles, because that's really the hallmark of the Renegade, is that your marketing, if done properly, makes business building so much easier, so much more enjoyable. But in MLM and what I was taught, and this is 5 years ago, when I really jumped in with a full focus to build that residual income, whereas previously with the direct sales that I was doing, it was more so just to bring in some additional income into my family's household. But it was actually my son who sponsored me 5 years ago, and I was extremely open to the opportunity. I was actually already pre-sold, and I'll go into that a little bit later. But in any case, I went through very much the old teachings, and as it is, they are definitely still out there, and I would say that is what is prominently taught. And so within the old school, it's to chase people down. And if any of you see any of these things that ring familiar for you, the 200 names list, I tried to make mine as long as I possibly could, kept adding to it. And if you couldn't think of names, we actually did this, I kid you not, in training exercises called free association. And this was just to help jog your memory, to help bring to the fore names of people that you maybe forgot about, because these people then would become your prospects. So the trainer might say, anyone who drives a red minivan, and then that was supposed to trigger someone that you know who drives a red minivan. And this would be in a room of professionals, mind you, this type of training. And I would imagine this type of training still goes on. And, of course, I'm sure all of you are familiar with the three-foot rule, and that's just basically anyone in arm's length. And someone facetiously remarked to me over the last week or so, for me, it was the 30-foot rule. And inevitably, if you didn't have your smooth talking skills down, going through form, family, occupation, recreation, money, because then you'd move into that, hey, do you have a plan B, and try to move them into your opportunity at that point or start discussing that. But if you weren't very skilled, well, when in doubt, blurt it out. And I want you folks to know I did all of this and then some. It really got to be rather crazy. But then to deal with the inevitable rejection that would come your way when people do these kind of funny exercises is you had this little mental ditty that would play in your mind, well, some will, some won't, who cares who's next? And this is all about a manual sifting and sorting in your local market, generally speaking. And if you didn't get the results you were looking for that day, well, you just plan on doing more dials tomorrow. And roaming the malls, I do live by the Mall of America. It is literally a trolling ground for network marketers. I kid you not. It's still done because I've done consultations. I ask them how they're doing recruiting. And for my Minnesota people, that's what they mention. In fact, it was taught in my old company that you would buy things, like shoes especially, and you did it only for the purpose of prospecting. And then you come back and return the shoes, and then you try to prospect on that person. That's how insane it gets. And this may be painful for some people to be even recollecting this, or perhaps you're even doing this yet. But I'm going to do a little bit of a point-by-point comparison here of the old school with the new school. And this is all marketing now. The old school is about casting a wide net. And now, folks, think of anything that is being marketed. This is not just about network marketing. This is about good, sound marketing principles. Casting that wide net that everyone is your prospect, because that's what I was taught. Anyone with a pulse was my prospect, instead of narrowing your focus. That's what good marketing is about, creating subcategories and such. But the terminology that I was taught was warm market and local market. So a warm market is people that you know. And it doesn't have to be by proximity, as in a geographical proximity, because you may have moved just a year ago, and so 90% of the people that you know, your warm market, is back in that town that you used to live in. So that's what warm market is, people that you currently know. Local market is geography, and this is where you get the mall type activities where you're looking for more bodies, human beings, and so you go to the mall where you're going to be able to bump into more bodies and hopefully prospect them. So it's just that's what I was taught. And then conversely now is with true marketing is to learn what is target market, and that is people who actually have an interest in what you have to offer. And here's the thing, when you go through the old school, you begin to think that nobody's interested. Well, they are. They're out there. You just need to learn how to find them through good marketing principles. And the niche market is unique segments within a given market. I'll give an example. I would imagine there's a number of people in this call who promote skincare products. And the skin being the number one organ, there's a lot of issues that can go on with skin maladies and whatnot and skin care. Well, you can definitely learn to segment that, the different issues that come up with skin care. Geriatric people, elderly people would have a different type of skin care than babies, for example. And so how you market to them, to those segments or subcategories, that's niche marketing. And something that gives you much better results rather than everyone being your prospect. Alrighty, I said I was going to do a point-by-point comparison here. So the old school of MLM is about approaching and chasing people rather than having people coming to you. And some of you may not have experienced this yet. Having people come to you, I assure you, it can happen for you if you put in place good marketing principles and you literally don't have to chase them down as what I had done. The old school of MLM is about trying to create a need rather than tapping into an existing need. Here's a perfect example. My son prospected me, I guess if you want to call it that, 5 years ago, and I was a very target market at that person. And the reason is I was very pre-sold, having read through Robert Kiyosaki's books, The Cash Flow Quadrant being one that really struck home for me. We already owned our own business, my husband and I, but I wanted to really find additional streams of income. We'd already moved forward into investment properties, and so I was always looking for more streams of income, and he came to me with this opportunity. So he was tapping into a target market, and somewhat uniquely because his mother was actually interested. But that's an example. The need was already there, and I was very pre-sold. I was probably a 9. Rather than trying to create a need for someone that, here in the instance of MLM, they're very happy with their job. Thank you very much. I don't care about residual income, and could you please just leave me alone? And what we try to do is persuade them to think otherwise. That's not good marketing. The old school of MLM is about manual, time-intensive sifting and sorting. And what I went through was the proven meeting system, and that's exactly what they called it, with the bullseye. And the bullseye was the big national convention. And that's a system. And you can think of that as a marketing pipeline. You'll hear that term, marketing pipeline, but it's very time intensive. It's cost a ton of time, money, and effort to do that. I started with, for example, prospecting a waitress at Red Lobster, and I got to go meet her at Caribou and do a coffee appointment, show them the plan, then bring her to the local, weekly meeting and on up the ranks until you do this big bullseye event. Very, very time intensive. Instead of, the new school is to create a system that does all that sifting and sorting for you. And some will say, oh, that's wrong, Anne. You can't do that. Oh, yeah, you can do it. And good marketing systems do that so that when all is said and done, after the system has done the sifting and sorting for you, you have someone who's actually interested to hear what you have to offer. Business gets a whole lot more fun when you do that. The old school of MLM is about centering your business around your MLM rather than you, okay? And this takes a bit of a mind shift. When Ken, with the amazing tool of SBI, goes into with such focus on ensuring that you have a monetizable site, and he'll explain about that, but it's so that you have a greater sense of security and stability through your own business rather than it all being all your eggs in one basket. The old school of MLM is about hit and miss, rather than the science-based advertising with measurable controls. And this is a very, very important point. And that's what, when you go roaming the malls and you're hitting on friends and family, that is totally hit and miss. And please don't think that you have to have the internet to do this. The internet makes it far easier. But this methodology goes back to the early 1900s through Claude Hopkins, who is considered the father of scientific advertising. My husband and I, in our windshield business, we had ads in the local newspapers, and they had to bring in, they had a coupon, so there was a direct call to action, and we were able to measure that, and we could tell where our traffic was coming from, the customers that we were acquiring. So scientific-based advertising has been around a long time, a century, basically. It's just that the internet makes it so much faster, so much funner. But this is really where good marketing comes into play, so that you know what works and you can change and modify your advertising so you can get a better outcome as a result of that. And then the old school of MLM is about dependency on your MLM rather than being free to build your business independent of your MLM. And you can just think of it structurally. Is it you with your MLM under you, or is it your MLM with you under it? And then you are at the whim of whatever changes come across that company that ultimately will always affect you. And so MLM is simply a means of distribution and compensation and nothing more. And so really, when you look at how good marketing is done, why shouldn't we apply that to this industry? And that's really what's the case being made in the Renegade, is to take sound marketing principles and integrate it into your MLM business and make it a true business structure. I want to just reflect off of what you said there earlier, Lou, with regard to Ken. It was, honestly, I did not know what kind of sales were coming through with SBI, but it was pretty fun to get the email from Ken and then seeing the numbers that were coming through. And I will say on my end, what has caught my attention before Ken and I got together was one of my affiliates got in, and he had an SBI site up within, I think it was 2 weeks of the launch of the Renegade, and he's done extremely well. So SBI was catching my attention by virtue of the results that the Renegades were getting, and that has stood out very prominently. So it's been a wonderful fit, as Ken mentioned earlier.
Well, Ken, I know you've got lots of experience in business and some knowledge of multi-level marketing. You've studied it. I know you studied it in putting together your affiliate program. But when you hear all this old school of MLM stuff, what does this bring to your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Lou, I did study it intensively 10 years ago because I think the MLM industry is an expert at putting together well-thought-out compensation programs. And I remember when I was studying it, I was just thinking, my goodness, this industry is going to explode online. It's made for it. And 10 years later, it hasn't moved. It's like it just hasn't. It's kind of like the music industry of 7 years ago, which just didn't get it. But the interesting thing is the offline old school methodology, there's stuff in there that makes sense. It's founded in some sort of a reasonable approach. But my goodness, it looks like a lot of work. You know, make a list of 200 people, the brainstorming techniques, who haven't you met in 30 years? And each of these people you actually have to spend time and talk to and alienate in some cases family members, old friends, rejection after rejection until finally maybe one person is interested, but they don't replicate. It just sounds like so much work and not a great way to feel good about yourself in an industry that really should, you should feel great about yourself if it's done well. And the one that really struck me that I was talking about, the 3-foot rule. Okay, now, of the 1,000 people on this call, everybody, there's a woman in Kansas City. She's not within 3 feet of her computer. I wonder, Lou, could you just ask her to, like, move about 1 foot closer?
All right.
Okay, she's now 3 feet. Everybody's within 3 feet of your computer. That means you're within 3 feet of the entire world. Let's talk about that skincare. You have a child who has a problem with eczema. You've discovered Melaleuca's products work wonderfully. You don't create a website about Melaleuca. It's against the law to do it to begin with. Melaleuca doesn't want you to do it, and you don't want to be tied by Melaleuca. Create a wonderful site about eczemaandyourchild.com, and you brainstorm using tools, content that people search for and that want. You write great content. You're knowledgeable about it. You're meeting people who have your interests, not relentlessly brainstorming and trying to. Thousands of people come to your site at first, hundreds of people, then thousands of people per day. You have this prospecting site that's basically making your best presentation without it even feeling like a presentation. And of those 500 people, your website sifts through them all, and the next morning there's 4 people, warm, honest-to-goodness, genuine leads that you haven't paid for. They're not people who paid to be leads. They're interested. They want to know more because their child has eczema. And that's when you get into your, use more of that offline training of converting leads, except truly great and warm leads that you didn't work for, into people who buy product, people who join your downline. It's such, these old school techniques, there's some validity in them, but they're just so much work. There's, you know, such a negative vibe that happens around it so often, whereas online, you feel proud about what you're doing, you're attracting people with an interest, and the best part is, the vast majority of anybody for any product won't be interested. Think of how many websites you visit and how many websites you actually buy at. Well, the people who don't actually fill in a form to join your MLM or because they're not interested in the product, they may click on a Google ad. They may click on an affiliate link. You may decide to turn out an ebook. There are so many ways to convert visitors into dollars. Once, like Ann says, let's go back to the key point, whatever key points at the end, it's about what you know and about you. It's not about your MLM. MLM becomes a tool for you to monetize a website that is prospecting for you 24/7. So it is so powerful, it is so scientific, it's so relentlessly efficient that this, I am convinced now that Ann is going to be the first person, and I think the renegade is exactly the word that needs to be used to shake people out of complacency of an old system that doesn't work, that's inefficient. Now that you have the internet, and like I said, the whole world is 3 feet away from you. Go get them.
Okay, so I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about that tonight and next week, but let's go back to your story, Ann. You had a business where you were stuck, okay? You'd done all the warm market things. How did you break out of that and find a solution for your business?
All righty. I'm going to bring up my screen here again, or the slide. Yeah, I really did get stuck, and I want to let the audience know I worked extremely hard at this business. I've thrown a lot of money into this effort. Our business was going quite well at that time, our windshield business, and I just knew I wanted to bring in this additional stream of income, so I worked extremely hard at it. And through about a year and a half, 2 year process, I was able to move a lot of product. It was nutritional products. I was selling an enormous amount of product, and I really enjoyed that part of it. But as far as my downline, I did sponsor a few people, but they wouldn't do what I would do. And it was, you know, behavior that most people wouldn't think of doing. But I did it because, well, they said to do it, and this was the proven system. And so after that time out, I did get stalled out. And for me, it all came to a culmination at a training event where we had to go around the room and say where we're currently at in our business. And I was getting really frustrated by this time because I worked through my names list numerous times, and I tried to work through them to get to their list of people and this whole type of thing. But after sharing where I was at in my business, this upline trainer said, Ann, you have to pretend those business centers don't exist and you have to start all over again. And that to me just was very illogical. It made no sense to me because start all over again? Well, I had already done it 3, 4, 5 times over with no better results. So it didn't make sense to me, and I either had to make a decision to quit or to solve that problem. And I don't take very well to quitting, because once I've made up my mind to do something, I'm going to make it happen, and what I model for my children is very important to me. So I was very determined to find a solution. And fundamentally, my issue, the root cause or the core issue, was that I had a reduced sphere of influence. And here Ken is talking about that influence. He's talking about 3 feet away from a computer, being online, and you have the world right there in front of you. And so when you think of influence, most people think of it in that one-on-one level. And influence can take on a much broader scope. You see how everything has changed as a result of the Internet. You see presidential campaigns being done differently because of the Internet with YouTube and such. And for myself, it was, in terms of influence, changing my behavior, my entire future, was having read an author, Robert Kiyosaki. It was definitely his book that totally changed my entire future, because I was looking at either going back to school at that point, because my kids were getting older, or to continue on with a business, of which my husband and I were already in one. And so for solution seeking, and I have to say, this advice was so terribly bad, I didn't know where to go. But I came home fairly despondent because I had spent so much of my precious family time trying to build this business. And I was homeschooling my children at that time, 2 kids that I was homeschooling at that point. And so much sacrifice that I had given up, all to be told I had to start all over again. So I came home despondent, and my eldest son, who had sponsored me, is now 19, and no one was taking him seriously for MLM, so he had since moved on to things. And he said, Mom, you need to go to the Internet. You need to find out about your target market, and just Google in network marketing. And that's where most of you, I would imagine, getting connected to myself and Ken, it's through Google, through online, that is. And so I did that search, and I began to really seek out solutions, and I went in that direction because of the Internet. That's where I get information. When you're talking about skincare there earlier, Ken, my kids had issues with hives. Back then I didn't have the Internet, but I know now if I were raising kids and they had hives, I'd be on Google in seconds to figure out how to solve the problem of hives, instead of having to call the doctor and this whole type of thing. But anyways, I did tap into additional training from many different sources and Internet marketers, very much so, as well as an actual MLM training company where I was able to learn more of the consultative sales approach. But I really broadened my horizon. It was very, very different than what I had been taught of traditional MLM. So a whole new world opened up to me. And then I learned about BizOp Leads, which some of you on the call may have purchased leads from a lead company. There's many, many companies out there. But you're still working the old school because that's still chasing people down. And they tend to be very, very ineffectual only for the reason that they haven't really been walked through a nice marketing pipeline. They maybe filled out a form sometime after purchasing an iPod or something, and they're really not all that qualified. And so, but I worked those, and the one good thing about that is it did get me into daily action. So I felt like I was building my business doing that. Now, I ended up in a rather unique situation, and it's this thought of knowing when you're lucky. And my situation was that I was able to tap into qualified targeted leads by virtue of my upline. And he had a website, and it was very targeted, very high in the search engine rankings, and it was targeted towards network marketers because this company now that I then joined and was beginning to promote was oriented towards MLMers. And he was able to start supplying me with a lead flow, and this made a huge difference. So I have to say, I had the other company going, but it began to wane in interest to me. It was losing interest because here now I found myself in this wonderful position of having these excellent leads to work through my upline. What happened is I was now starting to sponsor 5 to 10 people a month because I had very nice qualified leads. So it was a wonderful experience. But this is in contrast to that whole marketing concept, everyone being your prospect is what I'd been taught, because you wouldn't dare want someone to possibly miss out on this wonderful opportunity. It was almost like a sin if you didn't tell them about your opportunity, the indoctrination that you go through, so that the way I was trained and the way I felt, as embarrassing as it is that that was really a horrible thing to not have introduced them to that opportunity. And so that's why you're always compelled to share it with them in your warm market. But anyways, I saw this huge difference of being able to tap into qualified targeted leads. Now, where I ended up at this point, which is about 2 years later, I still was at the same point as far as a web presence. And this may be the case for a lot of the people on the call, is all I had at this point was a company replicated site. The other company, I had one, and basically you get a minimal amount of customization for that. Essentially, it's your contact info. Some you can upload a JPEG, some maybe a little bio. Very limited, and this is a huge point. Good marketing is about the ability to differentiate one person from the other, because they're wondering, well, why should I join and do business with you? And when you have a company replicated site, it's this whole sameness factor, and that's simply not good marketing. So at this point, I was still limited in terms of my internet presence just to a company replicated site. But I was building my business because I had a good lead flow.
Would you say, Ann, that you're getting increasingly better results the more you learned how to use the internet?
Well, at this point, I really wasn't utilizing the internet, not even so much to drive traffic to this company replicated website, which would be very bad marketing, in my opinion, to drive someone to a company replicated site. So this is just a little transition phase for me of just realizing what qualified leads could do. But here's what I was observing. My upline knew what he was doing. He had a website with presence. And I knew that the key to my success would be having to get an internet presence.
Okay. Well, Ken, you know, you've taught all kinds of people how to put together a website. Have you been able to help a lot of people, you know, use the internet to turn their businesses around?
Oh, for sure, tens of thousands. But first, I think just listening to Ann's story is fascinating. You know, I mean, Ann is your dream MLM distributor, yes or no, Lou?
Yes.
I mean, she does it all. She follows the training. She works on replication. She tries leads. She tries everything that she can possibly try. And offline, she hit a wall. Her son, understanding more about the web, turns her on to the internet. She does a search for net marketing. She finds all this wonderful information. She starts to realize what it's about. Makes connection with an upline or the website who sends her some of his leads. She starts to understand the power of a lead. Now, all of this, I've said in 2 minutes, has been compressed, a couple of years maybe, Ann?
Yeah, that was about a 2-year time.
So anybody who is listening here has just saved 2 years of pain. This is a dream offline MLM distributor who hit a wall and realized that online is where it was happening, that somehow this magical thing of targeted leads was the future. And she said something very important. Nowadays, she would search for hives. And Lou, that gets back to your original question that you asked me. And that's how people use the internet. It's not about putting up a store anymore on the corner of 57th and 5th in Manhattan because passerby traffic walks in. Nobody walks into a website. They search for information. They search for solutions. They search for cures. So your job as an internet work marketing distributor, independent business, whatever you want to call your entity, and you really shouldn't even, in my opinion, think of yourself anymore as an MLMer. You're somebody who knows a heck of a lot about hives. You load up a website with wonderful information about childhood hives. You will be found. Done properly, formatted correctly, which is what SiteBuilder does. This is our business. Not just theory, but all the tools to be able to execute a process flawlessly. Great content builds traffic. You get found at Google. Great content also builds a pre-sold audience, an audience that starts to believe in you. You have a brand of one. Like I said, this is about you. This is about what you know. Once you are building first tens, then hundreds, then thousands of pre-sold visitors a day, now monetizing is only a step harder than falling off a log. Now you're able to generate your own warm, qualified, genuinely interested leads. Now you can not only grow your own first line from leads, but as you grow your downline and you recognize talent, you are that upline person that Anne was fortunate enough to twig to the power of leads. You become that person who rewards good people in your downline with leads as their site gets up and running. And their site will not be about your site. Their site might be about eczema if you're in the skincare. There's hundreds of skincare sub-niches to write about that can generate tremendous traffic, targeted traffic, and together you end up growing this incredibly powerful organization far more efficiently than the 2 years it took Anne to get to the point where she had said, ah, leads, the light bulb went on. So, yeah, that's exactly what we do, Lou, but I find Anne's story actually far more interesting at this stage because it's really tracking a story of an extremely talented person. The less talented person gives up far earlier and yet still would be able to soar online. That's the exciting part for me about how multi-level marketing and network marketing become internetwork marketing, and that really anybody with motivation, with real motivation to build a business, they can succeed. The good news is those brick walls that stop most people are completely gone.
So you're saying we've got a case study here with Anne then?
Oh, man, a wonderful case study.
Well, tell us more then, Anne. How did you take your business, you know, and revolutionize it by taking it, you know, much more in depth online?
Absolutely. I just want to say with regard to motivation, that is so incredibly important. Those obstacles actually can, and not this one, the internet one, that's a big one, and Ken has removed that one, but it's a mindset of obstacles in some ways measure and test our character, and what is your determinant to overcome whatever challenge that is. And I did have, you know, what Napoleon Hill calls a burning desire. I was going to have my husband retired by age 50, no matter what. And I did meet that objective, which means he's 50. Anyways, but that was my ultimate goal there. What happened is I have to admit I did hit a brick wall again. While I was receiving that lead flow from my upline, is it was limited. He could only supply to his front line. He was limited in passing that along to my downline because he had these other frontline people to him. So I hit a brick wall again, actually. And I have to say, by now, it was getting to a much greater sense of urgency in my family life because our windshield business was being assaulted, so to speak. There are new laws rolling out that were really challenging our business. It ended up being a two-year death spiral for our business. So I was working really hard, and I was getting a little bit nervous here that I could only grow and build my business by virtue of that lead flow, and it was only to me. And I really wasn't trying to build a downline that much at that point. In part, I felt badly because they had to work these biz op leads. And what happened as I was bringing in customers, they would come to me and, hey, Ann, can I do what you're doing? And this is really true in the book and in the sales letter that I have. I did not recruit people to become business builders, none of them. I was not actively recruiting business builders. They all came to me asking, can I do what you're doing? And so I knew I had a big hurdle to overcome that I felt badly. I was being successful because I had good leads to use, but they didn't. They had to work these biz op leads. I had people who would be on those leads for 5 to 7 months and they were very faithful and diligent with zero results, literally. And when I started my lead generation system, they would sign up people within 4 people in a week. The results would be very dramatic. So in any case, I was stalled out once again. I had some builders, and they were motivated, and they were hard workers, but they had bad leads, inferior leads, I should say, as compared to mine. So I was really aching for that independence, and I had a great sense of urgency because our windshield business was going under. So I knew the solution was getting online because I saw that demonstrated by virtue of my upline. And so I'm not going to go into all the nuances in this call about the challenges I had with that, and there are challenges or that I had. And now here Ken has so wonderfully removed those obstacles. It's absolutely amazing. And I wasn't tapped into SBI at that time. I didn't know about it. So I went a much more circuitous route, and I'll go into that in the next webinar. But I did get my site up. And I started generating leads, and they were collateral leads. And now this was an expensive endeavor because I was doing pay-per-click advertising, so that costs you money. And a collateral lead simply means you are putting something of value into that prospect's hands. And that can be a report. There's a lot of different ways to do that. In my case, it was a CD, and I had to mail that out. It was a marketing piece. So those leads cost me money, and the profit margin was very, very low in this particular opportunity as I signed people up. But I at least got up on the web and was starting to be able to supply leads to my team.
Well, you just mentioned about selling an info product and a collateralized lead.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that start moving your business forward?
Well, it made a really big difference. For one, by virtue of the marketing that I was doing, there was this ability to have a relevancy between the ad and the page that that would land on. But it was, I would say, a more primitive means of marketing in that it was more costly and not as sophisticated a business activity or when someone is able to actually monetize that component of their business. And when doing info product marketing, that's where, one that you sell, you actually monetize and turn what would normally be an expense in your business. And so previously, by mailing out that CD, that was a business expense. And again, the profit margin was so low, so it was, the cash flow was rather difficult, and I could see that I was fairly stalled out as a result of that. But by then moving more towards a product that I could sell, that made an absolute huge difference in my business. So rather than expense, it was now a profit center of my business. That actual prospecting methodology or prospecting process now is monetized for me.
That sounds like a rather brilliant idea.
Yeah, it makes a big difference in business.
All right. How did you move it on from there?
Well, what happened as a result of this is this is actually now speed forward about 9 months from the first site I got up. The first one was up end of November 2005. And I knew, and for most people in business, cash flow can do wonderful things for your business. It allows you to start doing more advertising. It allows you to build up your infrastructure. And so I took that cash flow that I was now able to generate by virtue of the sales and start really ramping up my advertising. I have to say this is what turned my business literally overnight, was when I went from the expense of prospecting and turning that into a profit. And so this site was launched on July 9th, it was a Sunday night, and by the second week of September, I had my husband retired. So this is where, by taking that component of your business, that whole prospecting level element and monetizing that, it made a very huge difference in my business by virtue of doing that. So it's a good thing when you move into selling an info product that actually funds your business.
Yeah, phenomenal. Now, I think you had mentioned that you would be in a position where you could start taking those leads back to your group also.
Yes, and that, too, I think would be a part of the whole monetization is that now I had so many leads. In fact, I think this is my I had so many leads that I couldn't keep up with them, not myself nor my team. In fact, we never caught up with the lead flow, and that's still the case, is this incredible lead flow by virtue of that type of marketing and the monetization because, and here's a really important point I want to drive home for people. While it's true, within our family household, our income was really getting slim in the months previous. In fact, that December of 2005, we sat the boys down and said, no Christmas presents this year, boys, which I think sometimes that's an okay thing because we are in such a land of plenty. But it really tested our character there that we were going to have to do without. Our windshield business had some very, very profitable years. It was a wonderful business. But because of those laws coming through, it really cut us short. But what happened now with the info product marketing is that it put me in a position that I had so many leads, we couldn't keep up with them. And so my team had a wonderful lead flow. And what would happen out of that marketing system, and this is really an awesome thing, very frequently they would sign up without even someone contacting them. Very commonly that happened. They had already signed up. And Susie Q already signed up. All right, we'll take care of it. Because the marketing system did all that, the sifting and sorting, the pre-selling, and they were very, very targeted leads. So they would join on their own. Not all of them, but I would say about 10%. Possibly signed up on their own.
You hate it when that happens, don't you?
It's terrible. It's really dreadful. I mean, the team really gets upset about that. But I couldn't have done that without integrating two very, very powerful components of marketing, which is direct response marketing, which, as I mentioned, my husband and I did that in the windshield business, more labor-intensive because it was offline. But that's where you have that call to action that gives you measurable results, so that you can continually optimize and improve the results from that. And that's the whole goal, is to take those activities and continually improve them. And that's a scientific method. And using the internet makes that so much easier. And then through attraction marketing, the way I had my site positioned was towards network marketers, being that that was the company that I represented, was reaching out to frustrated network marketers to provide training for them. But attraction marketing is getting those customers coming to you with these traits that I have listed here. They're pre-interested. So when they landed on my site, and this is, again, my own site at this point, not company replicated, they're already pre-interested. They were pre-qualified, pre-motivated, and they were predisposed. They'd already maybe bought some other information or accessed another report or something else of like kind, and so they move through this process very rapidly, where you have that marketing scale of 0 to 10. Some are at 10 and sign up immediately. And I'll just say, when I think people coming to you, I would have people call, and they had already made up their mind not only to do the business, I think this is in here as well, so much so that they were connected to me, and I hadn't even talked to them yet. And that's what can happen through a very powerful marketing system. It really can happen, people. I want you to know that. But a lot of this was because of the way I was positioned. And I'm not saying everyone needs to position themselves in this way. It's relative to whatever audience you're trying to reach out to. In my case, it was frustrated network marketers. If yours is towards people who have children with hives or eczema, it's about positioning and how you are relative to that audience. But I was able to position myself through that. And here's the really awesome thing. When I was talking about being independent, I was the portal and I was the gateway. And they were very frequently ended up more bonded and attracted to me than the very company I was pointing and directing them to. I didn't know that it would go that way. It's just what happened. I didn't intend for that per se. It was just a consequence out of it. So that they saw me as that bonding person. And that's what can happen for you with your MLM as well. That's what we're paid for. This is a really huge point here, and I started to build my own list. This is absolutely a crucial point that you need to take home with you tonight, and that being a list that you are able to build by virtue of being online with a form where they can request to get a free report, free CD, whatever it is, and they come into your list. And I know Lou has built up a list, and that is an asset for your business, very, very important. In the new book, which is going to be launched, be available to you 30 minutes after the call, is this point alone. I could have built my list much bigger during that time, and I essentially lost, we checked our numbers yesterday, it was actually about $350,000 in lost revenue over about a 9 or 10 month period because I didn't do this as good as I could have. So this is really, really important. But as I was talking about being an independent business owner, is that I monetize my site through my own efforts. This is my own website, generating my own traffic, generating my own leads, with the MLM being just one part of that monetization mix. And that's a different model than what most MLMers are accustomed to. They think of the MLM as their sole entity. And mine, I was able to treat as a true business entity by virtue of that full monetization. And I'll say with regard to that, there is no end to the means by which you can monetize a website.
Kat, I've got a question for you. Anne, you know, talked about a couple things there. She talked about how she positions herself as a solutions provider. She talks about how people would come to her rather than her chasing them. That's got to feel really good. And that, in the whole process, differentiated her from her competition. Have you been able to see SBI owners or people you've helped build websites through your tools and teaching be able to do the same kind of thing and expand their businesses?
Oh, absolutely. And again, continuing with Anne as just a fascinating case study, you know, her instincts are so good, but the raw understanding of the Internet was so raw at the beginning that she was really going through this trial and error process and then picking up on info products, advertising, the importance of list building. The honing in of owning my own business is so important. I mean, listening to this call is like people literally being able to avoid doing all that and save so much time, because right now there are people going through the same puzzlement of trying this, trying that, keeping what works. What you haven't yet heard Anne speak to, because it hasn't yet happened, is she hasn't quite yet figured out that your own website organically built, which means getting found for free by search engines, is really the big deal. It's really the best bargain in the entire business world. Free traffic, targeted traffic, being sent to you, not by buying advertising, which is a good technique. List building is so much more effective if you're bringing in thousands of free visitors a day. Selling anything like info products, generating MLM leads. If you can build your own organic traffic, now you own your business. Now you're ready to leverage off of in so many ways. So everything that Anne's saying is so fascinating, because you can just see her steadily moving toward exactly what we do at Site Build It. The concept of delivering terrific targeted content. You know, we talked about eczema. Maybe you're interested in a particular topic that ties in well with USANA's nutritionals. You know, just about any network marketing company will have a line or a subline of products that ties into a niche that you know and love. Bring in targeted people who are interested in the same things that you are. Generate leads. Now you own your business. Those people sign up for your newsletter. They sign up for a blog, which is automatically generated. Again, all the tools in Site Build It make all the technical stuff go away. So you just focus on what you know and love. Your content, build your business, traffic, build targeted leads, and you're ready to build your downline, sell product, and monetize in other ways. So it's really fascinating to watch this incredibly motivated person, and I guarantee you, now, you know, we sold over 100,000 copies of our book, Make Your Site Sell. The people who took that book and really went out and built successful businesses with it were the 1 in 1,000, the extraordinarily talented and motivated. The information was all good, but taking all that information and putting it together and turning it into a real-world practical system, it takes that extra level of skill. And that's when we came up with this concept of Site Build It, which is build in all the tools that people need exactly at the moment that they need it, so that they don't have to be frustrated and fighting all this technology and search engine mastery and FTP and CGI and I've got to find a programmer and a webmaster. Let them jump straight to the point that Anne is moving towards and enable them to build their own businesses. For multi-level marketers, the interesting extra challenge is, and Anne's getting at it very well, is think of yourself as a content provider, as a solutions provider, because people use the net that way. They search for targeted information for whatever reason. Deliver that to them in spades. You will be their friend, and now you're ready to generate leads and build a tremendous organization, and like Anne said, more leads than you can know what to do with, which means you can feed your downline, motivate them, replicate, and do all those good things. There's a lot of good basic principles in old world MLM that simply makes 1,000% more, is 1,000% more relevant in today's digital world. So, no, it's fascinating. It has everything to do with what we do. And it's like I said, it's the background's interesting because I know our endpoints already resonate so extraordinarily well.
And what are the key points that someone should know about the Renegade that can help them with their multi-level marketing business?
I'll get into that. I do want to just reflect off of what Ken said there about action. And I was just in a call yesterday, actually, with, I believe it was a group of Renegade customers I was doing for one of the Renegade affiliates. But that is so important. I think by virtue of having Site Build It and all the tools it has, it allows you to get into action so much sooner instead of dealing with all those hurdles. And action, or lack of it, I should say, that's really people's the biggest point of failure is they just don't get into action. And I heard that in the call yesterday that I was in, and I can't emphasize enough, you have the tools there, but it actually takes someone to grab the tool and utilize it. And so the motivation, that has to come from yourself, obviously, and here you are saying that 1 out of 1,000. And I know for Ken and myself, we really so want to help people really get a business going so they can start bringing in that income that they so desire and that what brought them into MLM in the first place. But I would just really implore people to get into action. About the Renegade teachings, it's about giving the how-to information when Ken was talking about content and someone's wanting to solve some particular problem. When you lead with that how-to before the what, in this case an MLM opportunity, then you do two things with as a result of that. One is that you position yourself as an expert, because that question that I talked about earlier is, you know, why should I join and do business with you, is what they're asking. And this would be more so of a target market person. They're actually looking for an opportunity. That's the question that in their mind, is this going to be the right person to follow? And in my case, it was interesting with the opportunity with my son 5 years ago. That upline was a group of about 5 young men. He was 18 at the time, and that was my upline. And that was a problem I had where people would say, Anne, but this upline. So it really is an objection that they have, is they're wondering, how am I going to be able to do this? And I will say this is somewhat unique for this industry, that whole question of how am I going to do this, because more and more, as the culture has gotten saturated with these bad techniques, and no way am I going to do that and look like an idiot, but more and more people are looking for something, a residual income, something to replace what they have, especially a lot of senior citizens are having to do this. And professionals, I've had many doctors and attorneys that have joined in my business, and they do not want to look like a fool doing their business. And so they're really looking for expert advice. And that's why I feel this model is so attractive to people, because it's teaching them real marketing principles. And they don't have to hear, let's pull out your names list, Dr. Jones. Because Dr. Jones isn't going to hit on his customers or his clients. So this is where it positions you as an expert and overcomes that biggest objection that they have. The Renegade teaching is also about education-based marketing or pre-selling, which Ken is absolutely huge on. And this is where, when you're on the net, you're looking for that information to help you make a more informed decision. If it is hives or eczema or whatever it is, you want to make an informed decision. I think it's very interesting with the whole medical industry how people go online to check out the prescription drugs and any of their maladies, and they'll do all this research before they even schedule a doctor's appointment. So it's changing the medical industry as well, for people to access information. But with education-based marketing, when you lead with that good content that Ken was talking about, you help that prospect make that informed decision, and by doing that, they have ownership of it. And especially if you're teaching them a methodology for the Renegade teaching that is a distinct methodology, they're going to take a much, they're going to have a longevity that's associated with that because it's logical, it makes sense. It's not a bunch of nonsense that they're going to probably fall out of that MLM in about 2 months' time. I believe it's about standard. When they go out and they implement those crazy tactics and they run up against all that rejection, they're going to lose steam really fast, even though they see the big successful people out on the stage and whatnot. Most people can't endure that type of rejection. But when you educate them on how to do this more as a professional, they're going to take ownership of that and move forward and have a much greater staying power because it's logical and it makes sense to them. Pre-selling, this is really, really important. Sometimes people will believe that if you just throw something in front of someone, and that can be a company-replicated site, it can be a sales letter, it can be anything, and I'm talking on the web, that is going to do all the selling for them, that actual message. And it's really the people who do the pre-selling who get the highest conversions. And I know Ken does a fantastic job in his affiliate program in training people on this. And it takes some work to do this because you have to get in the mind of your prospect. That's critical, that you understand their thought processes and their emotions. And it's how you frame the message, that the way you lead them into that message, that's going to give you a much higher conversion. Perfect example, Lou is an affiliate with the Renegade, and he has a list, and he has a very strong list, and meaning that he's got a strong relationship with his list. So when he promoted the Renegade, it was a very successful venture for him to just make that offer to his list. That's a case of pre-selling. They were pre-sold. I know Lou. I trust this guy. I like his message. Oh, Lou's going to offer this to me now. And they move forward with that offer much more readily than, let's just say it's an AdSense on someone's site, and they're on a topic totally unrelated to whatever that may be. They click on AdSense, and if it's not related and they haven't been framed in their mind, they're not going to receive that well. So it really makes a big difference on how you frame the message. And just one more thought I was going to talk about for the Renegade teaching. When I talked about the marketing pipeline and the meeting system, which some of you may have gone through that, very time intensive, I went to, I think it was 4 conventions, very costly, a lot of money. I spent about $20,000 on my opportunity in about a year and a half time. I did sell a lot of product and recouped a lot of that, and I had commission checks coming from that as well. But very, very expensive to go that route of all those conventions. Whereas, by contrast, an automated system that does that sifting and sorting for you, that's remote control. It's working for you night and day. It's just working on your behalf. It's a wonderful thing, and you can constantly optimize that whole system, which you should do, but it's remotely done without all that time-intensive effort. It's really a lot less expensive and much better in your mental energy. And the Renegade teaching is about having a product. As I mentioned earlier, when I moved to info product marketing that I was selling, it helps fund your prospecting efforts. So rather than that being an expense, I'm going to just, I've done many, many consultations with MLMers and all over the industry. And there's one company, I won't say the name, but their leads and their collateral marketing was so horrifically expensive. It was $30 to mail out the piece, the marketing piece, and they would have to buy their leads. And of that one particular company, there were so many people who ended up with massive debt. It wasn't uncommon for $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 of debt just on prospecting. In this same company, I spoke with, I believe she was the third distributor down in that company. Her expenses were so high. She was a huge income maker, producer, but her expenses were so high, this very same company. Her net profit was about $300 a month. I was floored. absolutely floored, even though she was so high up in the company. Big income producer, but her expenses were massive. And she was doing tons of very expensive advertising, and the whole marketing system was so expensive. They're collateral pieces. And so she, for all her efforts, all her expenses had so little to show in terms of profit margin. So this is where it's so important to turn what is normally an expense into a profit. And then as a final point, just on this slide, is about having something that you can scale. The one-on-one you can't scale. You can't get all the waitresses at the Red Lobster to show over at Caribou and make that leverage and scale that. It just doesn't work that way. But on the Internet, you can scale, and it is a wonderful thing. And I'm going to just reference back to when we were really struggling financially as our business did this death spiral, is I really wasn't making a whole lot of income through that MLM at that point prior to my website, but all my profits, even though our family was going through more hardships at that time, always went back into my business for advertising and infrastructure. And it continues to do that. I pour it right back into advertising and building my infrastructure rather than being hasty and going off and spending that money. With a business, you pour it right back in. And so I've always taken that profit margin and poured it right back into my company.
Now, Ted, Ann mentioned a couple of things that I know the concept of pre-selling I'd never even heard of before I read some of your instructional materials. If I'm not incorrect, I think you probably made that term more popular than anybody else has, if you didn't invent it. But can you kind of talk about some of these concepts here, pre-selling and scalability?
Yeah, actually, while Ann was talking, I actually was wondering what was the date that we first came up with this concept. I did a Google on pre-selling, and I find here somebody quoting from issue number 20 of our five-pillar affiliate report dated 9th of December, 1999. And I think it was around mid-December that I first noticed that some of our affiliates literally generated a 0% conversion rate, and others had conversion rates as high as 20%. Now, at that time, that was for our first book, Make Your Site Sell, which cost $17, I think, U.S., $24.99 Canadian at the time. Boy, have currencies changed since then. Mm-hmm. But it fascinated me, and we did a little research, and we found that people who created great content, who built a reputation for themselves, were the people who were generating high conversion rates, and people who were just throwing up banners quick and dirty and getting some clicks over were the ones who were generating zero or near zero type conversion rates. And this is where this whole concept of pre-selling really came about. I mean, the word pre-selling has existed, but to mean what we mean it to be and how it's often used now, which is in the sequence of events that content builds traffic, good content, it pre-sells audiences into believing into you building your brand of one. That's a concept that we really developed, has become popularized and generally accepted. And the beauty, and touched upon it very nicely, is that pre-selling costs you nothing. You build great content. Google gives you targeted traffic. Now, Google isn't doing it out of the goodness of their heart. Some of those people who could have clicked on you as a free editorial link instead click on an ad. But that's a very fair trade-off for all the traffic that they end up sending you for free. A couple of examples of the power of pre-selling. Clients with local businesses. You would think that local businesses, what reasons they have a ton of good reasons, actually, to have websites. But if, for example, a dentist in Silicon Valley, and this is true for many local businesses, whose radius of clientele used to come from within a 10-mile radius, they now come to him from as far away as Las Vegas. That is pre-selling. You start to believe in that person. You don't read wonderful information like this anywhere else. And the second one, my own daughter, who has the number one site on a Caribbean island of Anguilla. One day, a lead comes in. She gets paid a retainer, a fairly large retainer, from a local real estate agent down there. And a lead comes in to this real estate agent. We get a CC. And this guy has a 13-acre parcel of land, oceanfront land, which does not come up for sale. Before it comes up, it's gone. And said, this girl seems to recommend you as the best. Would you be interested in representing my land? That is the power of pre-selling, to gain confidence, to build your brand of one. And then I think you can see, Lou, just how easy it becomes to monetize. And you talk about scalability. it's scalable in so many ways. One-on-one, as Ann says, is not scalable. You talk literally to hundreds and then thousands of people a day through your website without the pain of rejection. A small number of emails pop into your inbox every day, people who got the message, who are interested in your what you want to be doing in the MLM world. They're also monetizing in other ways. And as well, it scales in terms of, hey, there's other ways to make money. I can do my own ebook, like Ann said. When you start to make the next level, and this doesn't all come at once, one of the big things that people get overwhelmed about is thinking they have to do it all today. It's one step at a time. Building a business is work. The nice thing is, it's not easy, but it's simple. There's a lot of steps, but each one is doable as long as you have the tools to do them. So when Ann starts talking about building your own products, that's really where you start graduating and you even start to develop more of an independence from Google AdSense ads. You can still do multi-level marketing, but you'll sell your own book on whatever it is that relates to the content that you've created. There are so many ways to monetize once you have a large pre-sold audience coming in to visit you every day, reading your e-zines, checking out your blog. And the way that we do blogging is quite a bit different than standard blogging because most people don't have the time and inclination to blog. So we developed a really neat little model that leverages that with just very little effort. The key is really to deliver all the tools to enable people to get that pre-sold audience that costs you nothing. Then later, if you're exceptional and you have a product that has a high return on investment and you decide you want to dabble in Google Ads, great. But that is complicated. That is not easy. That is takes time, energy to develop an expertise, or you can lose a lot of money advertising. It's not something that you start with. It's something that you may graduate to as you have all the basics put into place. But pre-selling is the kernel around which everything else springs out of.
Powerful concept. Well, Ann, what are some of the other highlights of the Renegade that you can share with everybody listening in?
All righty. It's about, did that flip forward? Did that flip the screen there? Okay. As I mentioned earlier about having people come to you, and it really can and does happen, and this has been happening for people who have purchased the Renegade, and I have some SBIers who have got their sites up, and I have a local gal, as it turns out, where people are calling her on a regular basis because of her website. And this is someone who barely knew what an email attachment was. And now they are coming pre-sold through her website via attraction marketing and the content that she put in there. And it's very nice, easy reading that she put together. You don't have to be a terrifically advanced writer to do this. And, in fact, Ken has a whole ebook on that as well. But just very comfortable content that connects her to her audience. That in her case, she's a stay-at-home mom raising two little children, and her position was she actually stalled out in her timetable. It was 2 months, and it was a skincare program that she was in, but she couldn't go dragging her children around to meetings and having to get a babysitter and all that. So while she was greatly enthused about it, she, too, hit a wall, albeit much shorter. But now, by virtue of the Renegade teachings and SBI as a fantastic tool, she now has people coming to her on a regular basis. So it really does happen. And she can be home with her kids. So it's really turned her business around by virtue of that. Additionally, what ties into what I spoke about earlier, the Renegade is about marketing yourself as a resource above and beyond your MLM opportunity. That you are positioned as that solutions provider, that expert for whatever that may be, and they view and come to you as the resource person that then leads to that MLM opportunity if it's appropriate. It may not be. That visitor may have something else that you can provide value to them. But the point being, you're the contact person, and that leads to the MLM rather than it all being focused on your MLM. And I do want to just mention, we were talking earlier about company replicated websites, and it is true that there are very strict laws on the MLM that on the companies that are clamped down upon them, and then that subsequent to that affect the distributors. And you can't use company names on the whole. And really, for good marketing purposes, you shouldn't. but that's why they have that in place there. So it, you have to become more creative and have them connecting to you. But that, too, then allows you to be that true business owner. And so I want to talk about that. What does it mean? Because I talked earlier about the importance of it. It has to do with assets. And an asset is something that puts money into your pocket, and it's something that you own and you control. And there's some parallels with real estate. For an example, with investment property, if you have rental property, they're paying your mortgage and helping you by virtue of the rents that they pay. And somewhat similar, not entirely, but in MLM, you're in effect building that business for that MLM, and they compensate you for your work and building that organization. But you don't own that list. That's unless they came through you first. That's different. That's where you now are in control, is if they opt into your list first as your customer, they're your list then, and now you own a true asset. And that list is highly monetizable, the money that you can generate via a good list and the relationship that you have with that. So in an MLM, that organization is not, in fact, your business that you can take and move with you, because generally speaking, you can only correspond with that first level that, or people that you personally sponsored. But it all has to do with control and asset building. And an MLMer, in reality, you're paid income based on those efforts of building that organization. But it isn't, in fact, an asset the way a true business owner would have. And that's a huge distinction. Because, as I mentioned, I've done many, many consultations, and there was a gal in a cosmetic company. She didn't find out until later, when I was doing this consultation with her, she didn't realize that her quote-unquote business could be inherited onto her children, bequeathed to her children. And I thought, wow, that's serious stuff there. And because most of them do allow you to do that. But even still, it doesn't put you fully in the driver's seat. But for this gal, she did end up moving on, and she was very, very high up in this company. And she thought, oh, my word, I've worked this hard only to find out if something happened to me, my children wouldn't get my business. And so she found a company where she knew that would be the case. But this is that big distinction of the ability to control what you're doing. And so the difference between a sales rep, for an example, you're selling the company stuff, and you generally are under the guidelines of what you're limited to do. A business owner, on the other hand, you may choose to promote a number of things. And what I find very curious, there is an SBIer who, this is very fascinating. He's in four different MLMs, and he is apparently one of the top product movers, moving the most product, in these four different MLMs. And bottom line, he's doing the deal. He's moving products. That's what they pay him for, that influence out in the marketplace, doing it all online. Now, I would say that's more of a business owner. They're coming through him. He's building his customer list through his website, and he's more in control of his business than if it were them coming into the MLM just as that his sole means. So it's really about having the control and freedom in your business. I don't remember if I have another skill. I do. Alrighty. Hang on, folks. It's also about having multiple streams, and Ken has alluded to that quite a bit, being able to monetize the activity that comes through. Monetize, folks, think money, obviously, and it's just twofold. One is turning the expense into a profit. For example, if you have, I have a customer service department, and typically that is an expense for a company. Well, that can become a very monetizable component of your business is if you do add-on sales. And you see this with infomercials through TV, and you call in, and before you know it, here you thought you're going to buy a $29 knife set, and before you know it's done, it's $500 you've gone and spent by virtue of the upsells that they do through that department. But the monetization is tapping into all the traffic you possibly can that comes through your website. Because my understanding for people to come into MLM, it's really more so of a vehicle than anything else to get you to an end destination. And if you fall in love so much with that vehicle that you miss the bigger picture of what else could be had by virtue of becoming a true business owner to get you to that ultimate goal, which my understanding is for most people who, for myself, where I wanted that full-time residual income, this is where you have to think outside the box so that you can see all the potential of how you can make money. And the internet makes it so much easier than ever before by virtue of a well-structured site that allows for that full potential.
You know, we talk about multiple streams of income all the time, and to people that were trying to get interested in a home-based business, and sometimes we need to take that advice for ourselves, don't we? Multiple streams of income is absolutely brilliant.
Well, that's the funny thing about it. People try to prospect people who are in a J-O-B and try to educate them on multiple streams of income to get them to look at their opportunity. Well, I would say you need a plan B for your opportunity because it's almost the same thing. You're working for a corporation.
Well, and it just makes sense, obviously, to if you can monetize in many different directions at once from the same content, and we're talking about the same kind of marketing efforts and website, it just makes perfect sense.
That's the point.
Yeah,
from the same content.
Yeah, go ahead and comment on that, Ken.
Oh, I think that's a really, I mean, to earn money one way doing something and another way doing something, like, you know, say being a gardener and a painter and different things, that's just work multiplied manyfold over. But if you're using the same content to monetize in a variety of ways, now with no extra effort, you're adding income. You're diversifying and stabilizing your business, depending on nobody. You own your business. This is where Ann's Renegade teachings and what we talk about really dovetail. You know, like we sort of traced that case study, and now the two really dovetail. You know, if you go look over the last couple of slides, Renegade teaching is about getting people to come to you. That's exactly what we talk about. It's about marketing yourself as a resource above and beyond any monetization model. MLM can be your primary means. If you're extraordinarily good at it online, it may end up being your only means. You may end up, like this person that Ann's talking about, representing four different companies, and that's your way of diversifying. But the point is, you have the choice. You're an independent business, not a distributor who works. You know, we talk about auctions as well, online auctions. I mean, you end up having a job working for eBay. You pick, pack, and ship product all day long. They provide the platform, increase their fees. You don't want to have a job for anybody, and the trap is that it's easy to fall back into that online. You want to be an independent business owner. Look at more of the Renegade teaching, multiple streams of income, monetization of your business. The Renegade is really, and she calls it Renegade because you can expect at this stage some pushback from upline that doesn't get it, even from corporate if you become phenomenally successful. You have to be ready to deal with that pushback because you are a renegade and you have a system that works. For the first time, this is something that will liberate you to do what you want to do for the rest of your life. You are a true business owner. When I read Ann's first edition of the book, these were all the things that, remember I told you about 10 years ago, the research I'd done, and I was surprised to find that it really hasn't come very far? This is the information that has needed to be said. I thought what it missed at that first edition was a discussion about the website as the hub. And now that I have read and underlined the second book, to call it a second edition is really an injustice. I mean, it's the next generation. I think this will become the Bible for how to do MLM online, and doing MLM online is just simply going to rapidly outdistance and leave behind doing it offline. It doesn't take much for people to start to see how a new technology works better, and then other people jump on it, and other people jump on it. So now is really the time to be getting this book, to understanding it profoundly, to read it once. Like one guy once said about my Make Your Site Sell book, which was 800 pages, thankfully, Ann's isn't that long. I read it three times from Kazakhstan. He goes, and you could almost hear his accent, such a charming gentleman. We've chatted many times since. He goes, you might think it's funny to read it three times. Once I read it for fun, once I read it and underlined it, and the third time I used it. And he actually ended up building the biggest brokerage in Kazakhstan and the number one site ahead of entertainment sites and so forth and so on. I get off track a little bit, but the point is, read this, underline it, use this book, integrate this information, and you will be a far more effective multi-level marketer using the internet. I think a great word for it, internetwork marketing, is probably what the art and science should become known as. That extra element now in the next generation, along with a lot of nuances I think that you've added, Anne, have really taken the core of, like, a successful website is the linchpin of online effort. It becomes your brand. Everything feeds into that. All the other options that you described so well also feed into a hub that has its own organic traffic as the base upon which you build. That, but that's what, for me now, takes from just a second edition to the next generation. It builds well conceptually, chapter to chapter, until the reader is really ready to understand. And this is necessary because I think a lot of MLMers are just really, I hate to use the word brainwashed, but they're almost blinkered into thinking that there is one way to do that. And honestly, it's just not an efficient way to do it. The old school of thinking has some good stuff in there, but bring it online, adapt it, change it, drop the bad parts, and you end up with this phenomenally successful way of having a website that becomes a 24/7 prospector of targeted visitors, and it lets you build your own business and lead your lives your own way. Not beholding to anybody, not subject to anybody else's rules, and you can do this and you can't do that. And even if your upline doesn't buy into it, but believe me, they will when they start to see the success, you build your own downline with this. You feed them leads. It becomes basically the new starting point. And the diamonds that get this in the future, the regular MLMers that get it now and put it into action, and the companies, if the big companies don't get it, if they stay like the music industry that never got it, they will find themselves ossified and replaced by sharp, new, methodical, ethical MLM companies that build from the ground up. A lot of time old companies have what's called like legacy code in programming language. Their DNA is just all bad and they never really get it. Hopefully some will, but if they don't, others will come up and replace them. And the opportunity is for you to go out and not to depend on old school training. With the one thing, like I said, there's still that key skill. When you do get these warm leads that are calling you, which is a heck of a lot better than you approaching people in lineups at banks and airports, there is still that skill to convert into customer and then downline or whichever order you prefer. I personally believe if you don't move product, you don't have a business, so there has to be an emphasis there. But that skill is so much easier to learn than making these long lists and brainstorming and chasing people and convincing them. You come from a position of weakness and defensiveness as opposed to somebody who calls you as the expert. What a wonderful way to do business. Anyway, I rambled on long enough, Lou, and Anne, that's really my take. At the end of this interesting journey by Anne, we dovetail into a message that just resonates completely.
Well, I can tell everybody that's listening in, these concepts absolutely work. Having used them for, you know, these kinds of concepts for the last couple of years, it's completely turned around the way I do business, and I never pursue anybody anymore. But all the time I've got people that call me up and say, Lou, I like what you do, what you stand for. You know, can I work with you in some fashion? And what a more delightful way it is. So if all these ideas, we threw a whole lot of things at everybody here tonight. Some of this, many of you may be familiar with some of these ideas. You've read the Renegade Network Marketer before. But there's some more tweaking. There's some really great new content in the new book. I'd encourage everybody to do a couple things. Okay, first, go download the newly revised book. There's whole new chapters in there. If you've purchased the book before, you can do it at the renegadesystem.com. Just log in. You can find it in your back office. There's no charge. For everybody else, if you've not bought the book before, understand that the whole system, which is rather remarkable, comes with it. And that's at the URL you see on your screen, www.therenegadenetworkmarketer.com. Okay? And you can download a new copy of the book there. Start through that, and you're going to pick up some of these amazing concepts that may just change the entire way that you do business in the future. It really is that incredible. Then, okay, mark your calendar, because next week on December 6th, 8 o'clock p.m., that's Thursday next week, same time, same station, come back here, and we're going to have the second part on this, and we're going to delve in a lot more into how you can build a website using the SBI tools and teachings that will create this kind of marketing effort for you, where you can be the specialist, where you can be the consultant instead of the salesperson. And we're also going to announce a $20,000 challenge, all right, that you might be very interested in hearing about. So those details are next week as well. I very much want to thank Ken for being here tonight. I've learned so much from Ken just in the last couple of weeks. And Ann, always a pleasure to be working with you. Is there anything else that we've missed, Ann?
I do want to add one thing that I'm so glad you asked. I'm really excited about with the new edition. You must read through the whole book, but Chapter 10 has a marketing concept that alone could easily generate a six-figure income for people in Chapter 10. And then Chapter 8 is a new chapter in there, and I go into more detail about the importance of where you don't want to miss out on the type of revenue that I could have had, that $350,000 that I mentioned, and I go into quite a bit more detail about that and the whole concept of building assets for your business. So thanks for letting me squeak that in, and this has been a wonderful call. I so appreciate you taking the time to be here tonight, Ken.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it, and like I said, we're really kindred spirits with a very, very similar message. Exciting times.
So we'll see you all next week, everybody. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Lou, very much, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Good night, everybody.